She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Congressman Chris Eluzio fears we're heading for another extensive, historic war in Iran. We're going to hear from him in 5 minutes. Meantime, this narrative of hate and violence, and I'm going to kick your ass, and I'm going to kill you, starts at the top. Listen to Mark Wayne Mullen and the president of the Teamsters. This happened right there in a Senate hearing. Listen to this.
Now, let's talk about Mr. O'Brien himself, his behavior. As everybody knows in this hearing, the last time him and I kind of had a back and forth. Appreciate your demeanor today. It's quite different. But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold, stop it.
Is that your solution, every problem?
No, no. Sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Mr. Hold it. Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not
I don't
make
like
it worse.
Thugs and bullies.
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Hold it. You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All
make
right.
Your statement.
Then let's do this. Because I did challenge you and I accepted your challenge. And you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard
hold
bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it. We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
You brought
We're not talking about.
My name, and let me show you his hearing, because I want to expose this thug to who he is.
Yeah. If you're not pointing at me, that's disrespectful.
I don't care about respecting you at all.
I don't respect you at all.
So
all right, hold it.
Let me
hold it. No.
You're one of 100 of the most elite people.
Please.
Acted.
Please. All right. This is a, excuse me. Mm-hmm. This is a hearing to discuss economic issues.
Yeah.
All right. If you have questions.
I can see that.
For Mr. O'Brien or anybody else on what he has said, go for it. I mean, but we're not here to talk about fights or anything else.
I'm quoting exactly what he said.
You can and say what
is,
you want.
This is your witness
this
you
is
brought.
My witness.
And I'm exposing him.
You can talk anything you want.
Right. So in 2013, in 2013, O'Brien was suspended by the Teamsters for intimidating your own members. In 2014, you were part of, what would you say, organizing the harassment, intimidation of the top shelf crew?
Chef, not chef.
Top chef, okay. And then, and I think in the reports they said sexual racist and homophobic slurs and death threats, 14 tires were sliced, and 5 Teamsters were arrested, and you said, well, I had nothing to do with it. But however, in that same statement, you said, but if I get called to testify, I'll plead the fifth. This is a witness you brought in here. In 2017, you were removed as lead negotiator by then President Hoffa for UPS for your actions. And then in 22, when this guy was elected, what he said after he got elected was he wanted to bring the mob mentality back to the Teamsters. This is your guy.
And you're obviously going to give him a chance to respond to your questions.
Absolutely, absolutely, because this is my question. Because you called me out. I didn't call you out.
Yeah, you did.
You said any time, any place.
Let's get the record straight.
Miss, hold it. No.
Hold on.
Senator Mullen, do you have a question?
Grown man.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, anytime, any place.
No, that's
April,
not.
April is a charity event.
No, that's not. That's
no,
not. No.
No, it's a. He,
no.
Sir, he said it, and this is. My
he is here to
set
no.
parameters on what the questions can or cannot be asked, and I'll ask.
No, you're not going to. We're not going to be talking about physical confrontation.
Oh, this is about charity for a union charity because this is firefighters. And
do you have a question
April,
on his testimony?
April.
Grow up, please.
You have
grow
a question
up. You're
on his. Let's not
you
be.
You said it.
You're an embarrassment.
You said
you're
it, and I'm just simply answering it.
You Mullen,
go hold it. Hold it, Senator Mullen. You made some charges. Mr. O'Brien, do you want to respond to
the
question?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality of it is...
Accept my challenge.
So this is where we're at. And this is the rage and the anger. Now they say they're best friends. Okay. Sure they are. It starts at the top. These are grown men supposed to be great leaders. One guy's head of the Teamsters. He's as much of an idiot as this other guy. I don't want him leading a department that controls billions of dollars. I don't want that guy, if I'm a Teamster, I don't want him as leading thousands of men and women out there working their asses off paying Teamsters dues. I just don't. We're going to take a break. We got Chris DeLuzio, Congressman. We come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I reached out this morning to Congressman Chris DeLuzio because Americans have deep concerns about several things. The price of oil, the price of gas, an ever-expanding war, the death and injury of Americans, and the possibility that this could be another historic endless war. Afghanistan, Iraq. Chris DeLuzio, Congressman, Americans are afraid that all of that could happen. Are they not, sir?
I think they are. I sure hope it doesn't continue down this path. I will tell you, though, Marty, you know, we've already seen, right, Americans come back home, flag-draped caskets. The administration's asking us, and the reporting's out in the last day or so, maybe for $200 billion for this war. And, I mean, $200 billion, we could fund child care for every kid 5 and under in the entire country. We could have extended those Affordable Care Act tax credits for health care for, like, 6-7 years. So it's about priorities. It's about choices. I don't think we have to fight this war. This administration keeps changing their tune for what the heck they're trying to get out of it. I think they have off ramps. They ought to take it. I think this has destabilized the region, and we're already paying for it at the pump. We're paying for it with these oil prices. I just think this is not something that our country has to take on right now.
Congressman, with oil, I saw $113 a barrel today and no end in sight, sir. We could see record prices in the next 2 weeks if this continues, sir. Record.
I think that's right. I mean, we're already seeing, what, north of $3.75 a gallon or something around here. And that's a huge increase. I think statewide it's gone up almost 60 cents a gallon in the last couple of weeks. And I want to link it to something. You know, when the Trump administration started, they canceled a bunch of these wind and solar and other renewable projects and clean energy projects.
They did, sir.
That could have made us less exposed to these global oil markets. And I think it's, you know, they can talk about that they don't like the woke stuff and the DEI. Like, come on. Energy security, if you're serious, you don't care the source of power. You want American energy, and you want to make us less reliant on Middle Eastern despots and tyrants and the whims of them and how their oil markets might affect us here at home. And we're living through it right now with these prices.
And Congressman, I don't see, and I hear this cliche, but it's become mainstream narrative. I don't see an off-ramp from this war, sir. Have they explained an off-ramp to you, sir?
I worry. That's why when you first asked me, you know, could this go on and on, I worry. You know, and I think you're seeing this is a war that the president has gone in jointly with the Israelis, and you've seen the Israeli side of this operation do things that even today the president said he didn't want to have happen, the attacks on that gas field in Iran by the Israelis.
Yes.
And I also think the killing and assassination of, you know, Iranian leader after Iranian leader. I have no love for this regime. I mean, they're a terrible group. They've killed Americans. I could go on and on. But you got to have somebody to negotiate a deal with on their nuclear program, on getting out of this war, on accepting terms from them to surrender or whatever else. You can't do that when you're killing every single layer of their government who has to be able to communicate through intermediaries to broker a deal, which is ultimately what, if I believe the administration, they're trying to get.
Congressman, once a diesel heads over $5 a gallon for truckers, then the ripple effect, sir, cascades toward food prices. Every single thing that we buy and sell comes from trucks, pretty much. And that, sir, will be terrible for this economy, will it not?
Oh, I mean, you nail on the head. I think that's right. And again, these are the questions that you would expect an administration that wants to go to war to answer in front of the Congress, to explain to the American people, to be scrutinized. What are the plans to deal with shocks to oil markets? What will happen if they close the Strait of Hormuz? And by the way, Marty, you know this from my military service. I served over there. I sailed through the Strait of Hormuz almost 20 years ago. It's no shock that the Iranians would have in their response to make it too dangerous for tankers to go through. This was a predictable consequence of going to war here.
Is this a regime change, sir? Is that what they're trying to hide from us? Is that their end game? Because they won't tell us, sir. They won't tell us.
It sure looks like one, right? When you've seen the Ayatollah taken out and so many layers of leadership in the Iranian regime below him, replaced by his son, who by many accounts seems to be even more of a hardliner, if that's possible. If it's a regime change war, it's not a terribly effective one. And again, I think for the country to send our young people to go fight and do something like another Middle Eastern regime change war, I just think it's foolish. I don't think the American people have said we want this. Haven't even really been asked. And I know that's a process argument, but it matters in all this. You're asking people to risk their lives. You got families who are never going to see their loved ones again because they went and fought and died in this. I mean, that's as grave a decision you can make as the president, as a member of Congress.
Congressman, my daughter worked in your office, so I know this happened. You got a hell of a lot of calls. What are constituents calling your office and saying today, sir?
Well, we did a survey on the war. We sent it out, you know, to a lot of constituents. We got more than 3,000 responses, Whoa. And it was a pretty basic question. You know, should the country go to war with Iran? And it was about 3-1 against, which was even higher than some of the polling I've seen, which has been about 60% or so across the country saying they're not supporting this. So what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing from constituents is they don't want this. And I think about how different that is. The wars that our country has fought in my lifetime and before, usually the country started supporting the thing. Even the Iraq War, which I think was a strategic disaster, the polling at the start of the war had the country support it. That's not the case here.
What is it about men like you who serve regardless? Regardless of politics, regardless of mission, what is it, sir? You just do what you're told, sir. What is that?
Well, look, think about our guys and gals in uniform right now. You and I are having this discussion. Yep. We're having debates about this war. They're going to do their duty, right? They're going to serve. They're going to risk their lives. They're going to fight hard. They're the best in the world. And that's what we have to expect of our military. But we have an obligation as citizens, me in particular as a member of Congress, to never squander their willingness to sacrifice and to serve, to only put them into harm's way when we need to. And that's what it comes back to for me, is there are people who are going to do their duty in this. And I never want to see us waste that and put them at risk when we don't need to.
Congressman DeLuzio, I don't have a feeling this ends anytime soon, sir. In fact, I see it escalating. Do you have those same fears, sir?
You know, the best evidence I can point to is the administration coming to us and looking for something like $200 billion.
Yes, yes.
They don't think this is ending soon. That's a massive price tag. And it makes me very concerned that this is not some thing that's ending in the next week or two. For them to ask for that kind of money, that's substantial.
I don't give a damn about the midterms. I care about tomorrow and what's happening to oil, what's happening to the men and women serving. I don't give a damn about an election. I care about here and now, sir. What can we do? What can Americans do to voice their opinion on this, sir?
Look, I think people are doing it, and I think you don't have to go attend a rally or a march, and if you want to do that. But I think folks are being heard from. I think it's as simple as maybe posting on social media, calling your elected officials, write a letter to the editor, let people know what you think about this. I think that is fundamentally what our democracy is about. And something as serious as war and peace with lives on the line, American and Iranian and others in the region, it's a time when we should be making our voices heard in this.
You know, I just got a text. I'm listening to Chris DeLuzio. I know a woman from Libya whose son right now is on a ship headed to Iran. Imagine how scared she is. He's 22 years old. Scary, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it really is. And I say this not hypothetical for a lot of military families who their loved ones are serving, and they will do their best to do the job they've been sent to do. But it doesn't mean we should ever shirk our responsibility to make sure they're not put in harm's way when they don't actually need to be. And that's my fear. That's my view of this. This is not a war we have to fight. the Iranians can be contained and deterred, I think, without having Americans spill their blood in this war.
Truth to power. Congressman DeLuzio, it's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Marty.
The whole thing bothers me to no end. Go ahead, Patrick. Read through some of that.
Oh, sure. I was just pulling up the gas price and diesel list from AAA, and so you can't see that on screen. It's just off camera there. $5.32 a gallon is the current average for the Pittsburgh area for diesel. So we're over $5 for diesel now.
Sure are. That's when the trucking company fellas say it really starts to affect their bottom line. If this continues, folks, 6, 7 historic numbers. Crazy.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Hey, folks, listen for The Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every day at 5, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Mm. Check it out. By the way, almost time for the Feed the Need Greater Community Food Bank on KDK Radio, March 24th. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. This is a fantastic, fantastic event. To donate online at the Metropolitan Window Company online donation page, go to kdkradio.com. Meantime, I had to grab Carlos, one of my brothers from Greater Pitt. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
All right, tell the truth. My man is, why we're tight is because we think alike. We're both a little nuts, and his work ethic is insane. Tell us what happened to you this morning that you keep working. Come on, tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I woke up a little stiff, my knees from the recent surgery, but I've been doing really good. And yesterday at rehab, she gave me some exercises that were very painful, but I powered through them because I see everything as a challenge.
Yes, you
and,
do.
you know, and
hold on.
So
he has two knee replacements.
I guess I ever did it.
Two knee replacements.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I guess I ever did it, and I woke up this morning and got on my bike and tried loosening them up because I had a busy day. And then I was out in the field on my second appointment out in Crafton.
It's unbelievable.
And they just started locking up. So I went home and took a little pain medicine and put some ice on it and got it to loosen up where I could get back out in the field. I
Come
just
on.
Did a tree job at St. Nicholas Church there in, right by Central.
Yes. Come on, man.
So
hold on. So you're working still.
Yeah, I was home for about an hour and a half, and it just was bothering me. So I figured I'd just go back out and get through my day. And I'm
hold
feeling,
on,
I'm
man.
Feeling
when
better.
Did you have the first knee replaced?
January 2nd on the right and 3 weeks ago on the left.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you're lifting trees.
Well, I'm not laboring. I'm out bidding jobs and getting the crew set up in the mornings. But I got to walk up hills and down hills and up steps and all that stuff in the course of my day. But, I mean, I will be back out laboring with the crew. That's what I really can't wait for. I'm looking forward to where I could be back out there working with the guys because that's what I really enjoy.
No, I know, man.
Salesman and office help that handles all that end of it. I like to be out there in the field with the crew working and meeting the customers out there. And
okay, you
got to
tell me about
that.
This job from yesterday, because Andy Amrine sent me these pictures of this house that looked like it was blown up in Castie Village, and your people were there within an hour and just kicking ass. What the hell happened to that house, man? It looked horrible. What happened?
Yeah, that was from the big windstorms we had last Friday. I got the call Saturday morning from the owner of the house, and he said it was a referral, you know, from Andy at Evie.
Yep.
And so we hopped right on it because we have a good relationship
yep.
with them. We
Love
see them.
Them
at the home shows
yep.
around town, stand-up company, you know, like us, so we get along really well. And the guy lives in, like, the state of Washington, so I guess him and Andy are friends, and he's facilitating getting all the contractors there. And we're the first ones that come in, you know. Nothing can happen until we get this tree off
sure.
the house. And
sure.
this tree was massive.
Massive.
I mean, it was a huge oak tree in the back left corner of a landlocked yard. No way to get equipment back there. I had eight guys all day just cutting pieces they could carry and manage from the back to his driveway where we chipped everything up. And then the logs were so big, you know, we had no equipment back there. It was old school.
Wow.
And the crew stepped up. Man, I got soldiers out there that worked for me.
Yeah, you do.
And so, yeah, so we got it done. We were there till, you know, 6 or 7 p.m. And as soon as we got the portion off the roof, then Andy had a guy on standby to come out and tarp the roof. And now the owner of the house will deal with his homeowner's insurance to pay our invoice and then indemnify him, which means make him whole pre-loss.
Right,
indemnification
uh-huh.
is the insurance company's job. So they got their work cut out for them to repair this guy's
All
house.
Right, so everywhere I drive, there's trees down. Is it that backed up to get a guy out there to cut your tree down? Is it that backed up?
Well, we're prioritizing the trees on the houses and structures.
I
think we've kind of went through most of those, and I was just in Glenshaw looking at a big tree in the backyard that fell and suspended in another tree.
Wow.
So there's still damage out there.
Wow.
And you know what? So I looked at one yesterday, actually, in Glenshaw, too, and here's what happened. The tree fell on the house from the neighbor's yard last Friday. You know, she's being told that an insurance adjuster could maybe get there this Sunday. So that's 10 days that this lady's had a tree on her roof, in a roof. It went through the roof for that insurance agent of the policy she pays for to even get out there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you said to ignore that and just go.
Yeah, yeah. She was on board with just getting it done. But and that was the article I sent. Like, you don't have to wait for an adjuster. You don't have to get three prices. Those are the misconceptions when a tree falls on your house about what the insurance company tells people. And it's a very handy article, you know, maybe you post it on Facebook or something for the public. But the issue I have with that is they're selling a product they really can't service.
Sure.
You know, you're paying your premium, and when there's a claim, which are few and far between, it's not like you have a claim every week. You know, this lady was in this house 20 years, and it's the first claim she had, you know, and you think that they would get out there lickety-split, but they, you know.
What about the person that says, all right, I'll hire this guy, I'll commit to 10 grand, then the insurance company says you're not covered, then you're hung out there, aren't you?
Yeah, well, what they do with our invoices, you know, it just depends on how big the event is.
Okay.
Sometimes when the event's so big, they just stroke the check and write it. You know, they could see if you're price gouging, which
right.
we don't do.
Right, of course.
But there's a premium for same day or next day or weekend. That we went out Saturday, the day after the storm, and you know what? I had 8 guys come out away from their families. I pay them double time.
Of course.
And I have to pass that cost
of course.
On. And the insurance companies, you know, their goal is to pay as little or nothing. So it's a battle sometimes with our invoice. That last storm that hit last April, you know, we had a couple instances where they only paid a portion of our invoice. And what are you going to do? Am I going to hire a lawyer and go to court and waste my time? So we just sometimes have to eat it. And it, the problem with that is it makes us look bad to that homeowner that we charge too much. We really didn't. It was just that the insurance company didn't want to pay enough.
Wow. Hey, how many trees are down?
We have.
How many? Estimate 100,000.
I mean, I would say that would be a safe bet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just driving out to Glenshaw, I saw 4 or 5 trees down in their neighborhood that are still on the ground. It was a big event. I haven't seen one like that in our area with sustained winds for that period of time.
My man, I thought you were headed to the hospital. You just blew it off.
I was close. My wife wanted me to go because she thought it was a blood clot.
Right.
And, I think I'm good. It just needed. I just was dealing with a little pain, I guess.
The warrior, my brother Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Love you. 2 knee replacements in a window of a couple months. You know, it takes most people 6 months, sometimes a year, to get 2 knees working. My man is a warrior. the games are on, the basketball games, they say that we waste like $7 billion in productivity. I don't believe that. I mean, I've been at this 30 years. I worked all over the country. I mean, some of the guys watching, the sports guys, but if you have a job to do, you have a job to do. I don't believe companies shut down over this crap. I don't. What is real? Because I've talked to fathers who have sons in college. And what is damaging and dangerous is the gambling of these young men, teenage boys in particular. They gamble on these games. A couple of my friends have sons in fraternities, and they sit and they drink all day, and they get hammered, and they start making these prop bets. We've had gambling experts on the show. Young men who spent their entire college loans gambling. The only thing I would suggest is talk to your sons. I've never seen a young, and I guess there are women that gamble, but it's a smidgen. It's a smidgen of it. My history with folks who have gambled, it's always been men. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is one of my misogynist moments, and women have the same problem. But the doctors I've spoken to and the gurus we had on the show about this say these young men are deep into it, up to their neck in it. And what happens is they get excited about it, and they all sit around and yell and scream, and then it doesn't seem real. And these prop bets are weird. You can bet on anything. And you can bet during the game. And you can bet everything. Three-point shots, percentage of shots. And what happens is you get caught up in it, and then you're buried in it, and it's very, very dangerous. And if you listen and pay attention to the numbers, the gambling has taken over the marketplace. And it's now conflated with the content. So all the hosts are pushing it. All the networks are pushing it. And it's become part of everyday life. I've never liked it, so it's not my issue. I get bored with it. I don't like wasting money like that. I don't even like the basketball. But that's not my point. My point is that do yourself a favor. If you have a son who's in college in particular, because the young men really get caught up in it. I've also heard some teenage boys get into it. My daughter told me that during class in high school, there were boys betting on these games. I would always ask, how the hell do they get the, how do they get the money, Patrick? How do they get it? They get a credit card from parents, or what are they? Huh?
There's some of that.
Okay.
You've got kids that have allowances or even have a debit card.
Okay.
From their parents.
That makes sense.
Yep. I mean, my kid's had a debit card since he was 16 that I've had control over.
Does he have friends that gamble?
Absolutely,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just looking up some info. 1/3 of all sports bettors are now women.
I don't know. I don't believe that when I see it, but maybe it's true. I don't really. But you also have heard from your son, because I have, that these high school kids gamble. It's just weird.
Yeah. Well, going back to when I was in high school, which was a long time ago. A lot of gambling going on then. But we didn't have the internet to do it. Now they can do it on their phones
come
at school.
On, a lot of gambling. Maybe a high school pool. You weren't sitting around calling your bookie.
No.
No. But the truth is now it's on your phone. It's all day long. And the marketing sucks you in, brother.
Yeah. And there's a million different places to do it, too.
Yeah. It's
now you can bet on anything and everything.
I'm not disrespecting the game. I think it's amazing. But you notice the biggest investigation in the history of the NCAA in terms of cheating, and it's ongoing. Here's the other thing that's horrible, and we've talked about this, Patrick. These players miss a couple shots, and as soon as the game's over, their social media is flooded with death threats.
Yeah.
Death threats.
Yep.
And they write, man.
No, and what's unfortunate is we've had a number of players involved in these scandals where they're missing shots on purpose because of these prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
So now you've got all that garbage rolled in there, too. It's not good for the athletes. It's not good for the spectators.
Come on, man.
And like you gentlemen
said, it's
not brand new, Marty. I remember reading, and if you look it up, about CCNY, I think back in the 50s, there was a gambling, big-time gambling scheme that went on there.
Oh, I had uncles that were big-time bookies. I'm not saying that it's new, I'm saying it's so available now, brother.
Correct. It's become the norm,
yes.
Which is the craziness. And
yes.
Then how can you make this normal And then look at college students who are struggling to get by sometimes, like you said. Man. They don't have funds. Remember, the big thing with the NCAA was about the name, likeness, and image.
Oh, yeah.
So how can you make this normal and then not expect something to slip through
right on.
In the game itself?
Right on.
I'm a romantic when it comes to college sports. I love all college sports. But as a romantic, and I say that because I remember how it used to be, but to see the things that are transpiring now, it kind of makes you kind of cynical sometimes.
Oh, it's horrible.
As to what's going to happen.
Right on. I grew up in a world of bookies. I'm just being honest. I saw things that most kids have never seen. I've been in gambling rooms and where they'd have 10 phone lines hooked up, and I've seen it, man. I never liked it, so I guess I kind of stayed away from it. And I saw aunts and uncles arrested for it and thrown in jail for it. I knew bookies my entire life. But that was then, man. That was penny ante stuff compared to this. Woo! Billions and billions. And it's mainstream. And the marketing is on every friggin' network. And now they have the talent that's bought in the hosts. Money is intoxicating. What was once creepy and illegal and mob run is now, hey, it's cool. It's part of our business model. We got to have the gambling dollars. Okay. Meantime, if you just love the game, God bless you. If you just love basketball, God bless you. It's a hell of a tournament. And for the people that do love it, they get off on it. Good for them. Do you watch any of it, Patrick?
I do. I don't typically watch the first couple rounds.
How about you, brother? Trevin, you watch it?
Man, if I could leave right now and go watch it, I'm going to watch it.
Is your team on tonight?
Howard is. I think they play tomorrow night, be honest with you. I think the women play tonight, but the men play tomorrow night.
Against Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Oops. They can do it.
I got faith.
All right, man. So, enjoy yourselves as you're watching these games, all right? But make sure the boss is cool with it, all right? Colin's next.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.